Pakistani investigators have released CCTV video purportedly showing the moment a suicide bomber managed to infiltrate what is supposed to be a secure area. Dressed in a police uniform and riding a motorbike, he was simply waved through without any checks.
The question of security lapse is there. I admit that, yes, there was a security lapse. Just because the suicide bomber was dressed in a police uniform, the entire command of the police line's gates is not under one authority, because inside there are seven different smaller units or organizations, and each one has their own command structure. And therefore, the confusion, the chaos caused this detectable yet undetected entry into the police lines.
And undetected, the suicide bomber continued to his target. This CCTV footage shows him leaving his motorbike by the roadside. He's then called back by a police officer. He pushes his bike away, pretending it had broken down.
This is the last checkpoint the suicide bomber would have gone through before making his way to the mosque. Investigators say the police vest he was wearing was filled with 10 to 12 kilograms of explosives. They also say it appears the attacker didn't know where the mosque was and had to ask for directions.
Further footage released by police shows the man walking towards the mosque, where he would go on to inflict the single largest loss of life the police here have ever suffered. And as they come to terms with their loss, questions about what else can be done to protect security personnel still remain. There's no modern technology to protect police facilities.
Having facial recognition or fingerprints or biometric entry, etc., etc., on the level of technology which is internationally accepted as a standard feature, the resources that are required, probably those are either not available or we are not having those.
Funerals are still taking place. Police chiefs are trying to keep the morale high among the 130,000 strong force in the province. But there's concern there could be more attacks. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Peshawar.